This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 146 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with Jay and Sherry on Queer Equinox. Here's your hosts, Woody and Lee.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting next to me is the lovely Lee. How are you?
I'm great, Woody.
It's been ages since you've been sitting in that chair.
It has been.
Well, we're going to have to fix that. Tonight, we have some special guests and some friends from the lovely state of North Carolina. On the phone with us is Boy Jay and Slave Sherry. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So you guys are doing an event coming up here next year. Mm-hmm. But let's get the word out. So what are you calling it?
Queer Equinox, and it is March 17th and 18th, and it's going to be a queer camp out during the spring equinox.
How cool is that? That's a weekend-long event starting Friday? It is.
It's about, we're going to be about 40 minutes south of Atlanta. We'll be having fireside erotic stories and fire play, a 24-hour dungeon. We plan on feeding you well, and it's a beautiful campsite. And it's not regular camping. It's actually lodge camping, and Sherry can talk more about that, I think.
Okay, what is lodge camping in this case?
The venue that we're having the Queer Equinox at actually used to be a summer camp. And so we are renting the entire summer camp. So the lodge camping is what used to be where you would go for summer camp. We're going to do 20 people per lodge. So you share bathrooms. It's got four bathrooms and four showers and then bunk beds that can be pulled together and made into a king size bed. Since we're not kids, we're planning on having lots of fun at this equinox. We have a few private rooms left if people don't want to do the whole share the big space with everyone else.
There's four lodges. There's going to be a women's lodge, a men's lodge, and then two that are inclusive. And there'll be there's six private places, Sherry?
Six.
And there's a main dining hall, right?
We are feeding everyone five meals throughout the weekend. We also will have a 24-hour dungeon set up that people, it will not be monitored. We're going to trust everybody that they are adults.
They have to be responsible adults, huh?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what's the purpose of this camp out?
There's not been a queer camp out in this area. There's some in Florida and other places. So we thought we would have a queer camp out celebrating the equinox, you know, change of the year, change of time of the year. And we'll be having a field day where people can go and have races and fun.
It's a kinky field day.
A kinky field day, yes.
Yeah, you know, my mind is just boggling on all the possibilities here. So let's talk about the attendees. Gay, straight, what?
We have actually defined queer. If you're going to have a queer event, you do need to define queer. And so Boy Jay and I got together and we defined queer as an umbrella term sometimes used by LGBTQA people to refer to the entire LGBT community. An alternative that some people use to queer, the idea of labels and categories such as lesbian, gay, bisexual, etc., similar to the concept of genderqueer. Genderqueer may also refer to people who identify as both transgender and queer. individuals who challenge the gender and sexual regimes and see gender identity and sexual orientation as overlapping and interconnected. We also felt the need to define heterosexual, a person who is only attracted to members of the opposite sex.
They are not part of this, or they are part of this?
They are not part of this.
Okay. Just being clear here.
Our vision when we decided to do a queer space is all the events that we go to are pansexual. And that's fine. That's great. But there's not a space for queer people to just be queer, to just be with each other. Boy, Jay and I are going to try to create that in the woods for a weekend.
Sounds like fun, but I'm not qualified to be there.
But the good thing is there's so many other camping that you can go to.
You got a point there. So yeah. This is really a great service for the LGBTQ ... community.
We hope so.
We hope so. There hasn't been anything like this in this area, and there's been a lot of requests for a queer weekend, a queer event, something that's a little bit different. There'll be some classes that people can go to and a couple panels as well. There'll be some woo in there, a little little leather spirituality, you might
say. Woo's always good.
Woo is always good. It always
people like woo.
Yeah, they do. And we like woo. And we want to be able to be out there and celebrate who we are, not feel confined to an area or anything, and be able to be anywhere at the event and feel comfortable.
So what's the bottom line? What's this going to cost?
You know, you're not going to believe this, but until January 1st, it's $100 per person for the lodge, and that includes all your meals. If you would like to stay in a private room, it is $150 per person with double occupancy.
That is a great deal because you got five meals. So it's Friday. What time does it start?
Friday after 4, and we close Sunday at 11.
That's a full weekend of fun and camaraderie.
Absolutely. We'll have a lot of things going on, whatever people are interested in doing. The lake is beautiful. By coming up there, you get for $5, you get a car pass. You can go to anywhere, any of the state parks that are around there. If you don't want to use the 24-hour dungeon.
Saturday night, there's going to be a dance, but there's also going to be light up the equinox, and there's going to be fire play at the fire pit. Both nights, we're going to have erotic bedtime stories around the fire pit.
Is there a virgin sacrifice?
If we can find one, maybe.
That's really hard anymore, isn't it?
We've got several classes that are going to be going on, and several round tables that we're going to be doing, and lots of food and lots of hanging out and whatever their imagination can come up with.
So you keep mentioning food. Who is doing all this cooking?
Jack, a friend of ours, is going to step up and be the head person in charge of the kitchen. He's very excited. There is a commercial kitchen at the venue that is fully stocked, and he's very, very excited to get in that kitchen.
He went to culinary school, so we're quite excited.
We're very excited for him to get in that kitchen, too.
Chef du jour. Wow.
Sounds like a great weekend.
We think it's going to be. There's really a lot going on with it, and with it being pretty close to Atlanta, we'll be able to get people out there, and they can fly in. It's not a hard trek to get there at all, and it's beautiful.
Do you guys have a website up and going where people can go check out what's going to be happening and sign up and all that good stuff?
They can find us at www.queerequinox.com. We're also on Facebook under Queer Equinox, and we're on FetLife under Queer Equinox.
So it won't be hard to find you somewhere. In addition to that, you will have links on the show page of this show.
Great. Thank you.
So you mentioned roundtables. What kind of roundtables are you? Any? You said several roundtables, so different discussions going on at each one?
I am actually going to be doing a roundtable that I'm calling Invisible in a Queer World for women that are femme. We tend to disappear in the queer world. You don't know we're gay unless we tell you or we're walking on the arm of a butch.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
My master, Blue, is going to be doing a roundtable called Middle of the Scale, a discussion about male and female identified people who have no intention of transitioning.
And there's certainly a lot of those around.
Yes. And then we have two more spots for roundtables that I haven't been given what the topics of those are going to be yet.
Well, I'm sure they'll be very interesting subjects. And you're going to have some other things going on there as well?
We are. We have Jennifer Deese is going to be teaching. Optimus Prime is teaching. His baby girl, Hypnotic, will be teaching a class. Sam Martin, Boy J's daddy, is going to be teaching.
Yes. And Sam is quite an amazing person, so that is going to be something to see.
He's been planning this a little bit, so it should be something pretty spectacular and probably something that's a little bit on the edgier end of the spectrum.
Sounds like fun again.
Exactly. Sam and Boy J are in charge of the woo.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Woo woo.
Are the woo bringers.
Is there going to be classes and things like that?
There are. The people I just mentioned are actually teaching a class. Jennifer, Optimus, Hypnotic, Sam. If there is a need, me and Blue will teach a class in addition to doing the roundtable. We don't want the weekend to be jam-packed full of get to class, get to class, get to class, get to class. We want some classes. We want some roundtable. But we also want downtime. To do things like Kinky Field Day and to just hang out and get to know each other. And
a lot of social time.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lots of social time. That's why we're doing the erotic bedtime stories on Friday night and the dance on Saturday night so that people can just cut loose and relax.
So many conferences you go to are multi-track teaching events going on all the time, and you have to pick between them, which is so difficult to do. If it's a little more leisurely, you know, you can kind of step in or step out as you feel.
That's exactly what we're trying to plan for. And I mean, a lot of it is about having queer camaraderie. There's a lot of people out there who, you know, don't get to go to events like this. And we're really hoping that it'll be some time of connection.
Why do you think it's important to have a separate event for queers without heterosexual people there?
For me, it's because we are the minority, especially in the kink world, we're the minority. I travel to quite a few events, and there's only a handful of us. There have been some events that Blue and I were the only queer people I could see around. And it's nice to go somewhere, or we hope it's going to be nice to go somewhere, that everybody there is queer. You're not having to wonder, is that person really not liking that you're gay? Because bigotry is alive and well in the kink world. You would think we're such a small community, we would be very open to everyone. But unfortunately,
we're very judgmental.
Yeah, people are people. My hope is we have a place where not only are we the majority, we're there. It's queer. It's a queer space. And it's not that we don't like our heterosexual allies and friends. It's just sometimes you just need to be queer. You just need to be able to not mind your P's and Q's and not be worried if you're going to offend someone. If I'm a guy and I grab some guy's dick, chances are you're going to offend somebody at a pansexual space.
I just don't understand that kind of thinking, because I've always been so welcoming of everybody, no matter what their sexual orientation or their political standing is, you know. So I'm trying to understand. I feel like when I go out to a dungeon, I should be able to be there with everybody, you know, gays, lesbians, transgendered, whatever you might be. And unfortunately, I don't see that. It seems like everybody is so cliquey.
Well, there's walls between the sub-communities, and we can go to a quote, kink event in town here, and we won't see any representation from gay leathermen or anything like that. They stay very much to themselves. And in some ways, it's a shame because, you know, we're all freaks and let the flag fly. But on the same token, I think Guy Baldwin expressed it the best. He said they're losing the exclusivity of what they are. If you're queer, if he, in his case, he's gay, if he mixes into the heterosexual community, he feels that he's losing some of the magic that is in it for him.
Absolutely. I think that when we go, like I do different, I do queer play parties at Roar Self and Frolicon and some others. And these, everybody needs or enjoys that time where they're able to be in a place that is considered queer or gay, because they feel like they can let loose. They don't have to worry about anybody else.
Turning the judgment down, I think, is probably one of the best things you can do, because people will judge who you are, where you are, and what you're doing with other people.
We'd have to agree with you on that.
The most common thing you hear from pansexual spaces is why won't gay people come? Why can't we get queer people to come? And sometimes we're self-isolating. We really are. We won't go play in what we consider, even though it's called a pansexual dungeon, it's a straight dungeon, because there's no one else there like us. And if we would all go, there would be four of us there.
Right, exactly.
All of you, yeah.
Unfortunately, it has to be in the back of your mind. You've got to scope the space you're in to make sure that there are not people going to watch you seen just because they want to see two women together.
Well, sure, they're going to watch it because they want to see two women together, but they're also going to watch it because it's beautiful, you know. It's not just because it's two women together, it's because it's
right.
Two people sharing something and sharing it with the rest of us. That's what we're watching.
For you and some other people, but, you know, I have had people say, well, how are you getting fucked if you're two women? So, I mean,
well, you know, there's always going to be one
make some stupid comments.
Yeah. Well, you're always going to have people who make stupid comments, whether it's in a queer dungeon or whether it's in a straight dungeon.
That's true.
I mean,
very true.
You know, so sooner or later, we need to break down these walls and all come together. Isn't that what life is all about? I mean, coming together and sharing.
I think that's true to a degree, but I also think the individuality of it is important. And I think that making a safe space is extremely important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think what y'all are doing is great. I wish that we could all have one big, you know, because I don't see everyone coming together, really coming together in a space, whether it be a camp out or a dungeon. When you go to a space, there's all these separate groups. There's nobody really coming together. Do you see what I mean, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's probably human nature to break off in little groups. Anytime you put a huge group of people together, they're going to break off in little groups, unless there's something or someone holding the attention of the group as a whole.
Well, that's why we have you.
Sherry, I can relate to your last comment, because I'm an edge player, and when I go to a het dungeon and I pull out some of my knives and electricity and various chemicals and things, I can actually hear a gasp coming from some of the people watching. Oh, he's not going to do that. They're there actually judging me.
Yep.
And so it is like a microcosm that we can identify in different ways with.
Yes. And Blue and I go into any dungeon. Blue doesn't care.
Say it ain't so.
There is no...
Hold him back.
Shame's not the right word, but there's no shame in his game, I guess. But if you are a queer person who is newly out or newly in the community, walking into a dungeon that you're the only gay people or queer people in there playing is very intimidating.
It puts a spotlight on you.
So right. this camp out would be a great event for a new person to sign up for.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Do you have something there for a new person, like a welcoming committee or group? You know what I mean?
On Friday night, we're going to have a get together probably around 6 o'clock, isn't it, Sherry?
I think it is. Like a meet and greet.
We're going to have a meet and greet where people who are new to the community or are from out of town can come and meet other people, and it'll be a great opening for it.
Okay.
And I think this event, if someone is new to the community and or out, either one, this would be an excellent event because it lets them meet so many other people who are in the community who are also queer. What a great way to start off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you might ruin somebody here, you know? They come in, think this is what it's all about, and they can't find it again.
That means they'll come back next year.
That's right.
There you go. You locked it in.
You know, a lot of people from all over the United States that are going to be there. I mean, we already have people who have signed up who are going to be there. And so you're going to really meet a good bunch of people.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, there's you two. So, and Sam and Blue.
And your partners, you know.
Yeah.
Just alone. You know?
Well, it does sound like a great event, and I'm sorry that I can't be there, but it is what it is.
We could send our gay spirits there.
Yeah, we can.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they can go to queerequinox.com. They'll find out more.
Okay.
Well, fantastic. I think certainly you're reaching out to a section of the community that's underserved. And this will be a lot of fun in the, when is it?
Spring Equinox. It's March 17th through the 19th.
March 17th.
Right? So as we're coming out of winter into spring, it's going to be a lot of fun in the field down there. And in the south, you know, you're down south of Atlanta, so it's going to be nice and cozy.
Should be perfect weather.
Yeah.
Should be perfect temperature-wise.
Especially to wear your leathers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yes, because it's too hot to wear leathers in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in this case, leathers and anything else is optional, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Leathers or not.
Leathers or not. There you go.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us tonight and sharing the Queer Equinox and big event coming up in the South next year. And so our listeners will be hearing this and go to our show page for the links to the sites to sign up, have fun. Sherry and Jay, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you, Kinky Cass, Woody and Lee, and we really appreciate
Yes, thank you so much. You guys are great.
You are awesome.
Thank you.
Keep it going here, and thank you for the nice words, and have a great evening.
You have been listening to episode 146 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of all our Kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we speak with Daddy Harley, Medic, on leadership in the community.